When you run a comb through your hair in the morning, you might consider it one of the chores you do in order to get ready for work. However, combs are much more interesting than items for dealing with knotted hair. Kayatan Bittner is an avid collector of ethnic combs and believes they can tell us a lot about different cultures. Kayatan has travelled the world looking for stunning handcrafted combs to add to his collection, and tonight he'll show some of them off on The Collectors. Kayatan joins us for a chat this morning. Good morning, Kayatan.
Yes, very good morning to you.
What made you start collecting combs?
Well, it's a long time affair, I have to say. It's going on for about 30 years. Obviously, many people ask this question. I can't really recall the clear beginning of this collecting, but I think it may have something to do with my travels. I used to travel a lot across Asia, exploring local cultures, shooting tons of ektachrome film at the time, not digital, testing local foods and so on, and indeed collecting all sorts of interesting objects, which I thought were original and beautiful, and compact enough to fit in my backpack, of course.
Of course, and I suppose the combs were ideal for that.
Yes, that's right, and I always liked utilitarian artifacts with visible signs of prolonged use. I thought, since such objects were always close to people, they must be truly representative to who they are or who the users were, the social position and wealth, daily life and beliefs and aesthetics. I thought combs is a very good excuse to explore all those areas.
And do you recall the very first comb that you collected? Probably you didn't realize at the time you'd end up with a huge collection.
I didn't realize at the time, of course. The beginning was very humble, as always with any collection. There were just a few of bamboo combs from PNG, and at some stage I started taking closer look, thinking, you know, why they got 10 prongs or 11 or 9. I started looking for some literature about it, and I couldn't find it, because indeed nothing was published on combs at the time, which all this, you know, made me really puzzled, you know, why not? Because this is such a obviously important object in human's life.
And how many do you have now?
The number is changing, because it's not really about increasing the volume now, it's about really increasing the quality, but it's in between 3,000 and 4,000.
And how old are some of the combs that you do have in your collection?
Some of them are going back to 4,000 years.
And where would they be from?
The oldest pieces I have are coming from Middle East, from China, from Central Asia.
And do you have a particular favourite, or is it a bit like your kids? Do you sort of like them all equally?
It's very hard to say. Since collection has grown so enormously, I have them in different drawers. I have areas like country by country or culture by culture, and I do have certain favourites from each drawer, I have to say. I can't really name one of them or two. No, I have perhaps like maybe 100 favorites.
Yeah. And what sort of different materials are the combs made of?
Oh, many, many different materials. Usually available in the area where they were produced. Wood, all sorts of different bones, tusk, ivories, different sorts. And then metals, you know, when metals became available, they were used for combs and hairpins. Because hairpins actually is also part of my collection, not just combs as such. Various metals, including precious metals. And then some combs were decorated, which means, you know, it means precious stones and all sorts of different ways of decorating them. Combs are not just for combing, they're also for the ornaments.
Is there much competition out there, Kayatan? Are there lots of other people collecting combs as well?
At this level, I have to say, there are just few of us. We know each other very well for years. And that's a friendly competition, I think. Well, it's important to say that these days, collecting is not really traveling anymore, as used to be. Now it's more or less online collecting. Much more convenient, I have to say.
It's much more convenient, but I imagine it takes a bit of the fun out of it, because I imagine when you first started, half of the fun would have been the travel.
That's correct, yes, but this wide access we have now through internet to each other and to collections and to information indeed, I think that's a major progress.
Kayatan, it's great talking to you today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Kayatan Bittner. He's on The Collectors tonight, ABC1 at 8 o'clock.